Vermont's GMO labeling law and other state laws in the works mean farmers are pushing harder than ever for a national GMO standard. Without a nationwide code, food producers say they and consumers alike will be left to deal with a patchwork of state laws. American Farm Bureau's Andrew Walmsley says lawmakers and USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack are expected to continue the discussion this year.
Come up with something that alleviates any consumers' concerns out there, but also doesn't stigmatize a perfectly safe and very valuable tool in agriculture.
Walmsley says varying state laws would create confusion for consumers and farmers alike.
From a farm level to when a farmer harvests his crop on how he would have to segregate that for different standards, it starts to get costly pretty quickly. And so it would create quite a bit of headache, quite a bit of cost to consumers. And this is for a product that's perfectly safe.
Senator Debbie Stabenow and Senate Ag Committee Chair Pat Roberts, along with USDA Secretary Vilsack, have all made commitments to start the discussion on GMO labeling yet this month.